Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Tiana. To better assist you, can I start off by getting your 5-digit zip code?
That's 40222.
And your first and last name, please.
First name is Jeff, J-E-F-F. Last name is Bryn Gardner, B-R-I-N-G-A-R-D-N-E-R.
One moment. One moment. And the zip code was 40222.
That's correct.
And for security purposes, can you please provide me with your full shipping address?
2811 Rivers Edge Road, Louisville, Kentucky, 40222.
All right, so you were receiving the chill pills and the relief drops. So you called in and canceled the chill pills on the same day.
Yeah,
you have the right. Relief drops.
Yep. And they were sent. It was supposed to be sent for $4.97, which was charged to my account. For shipping and handling, but then I received an additional erroneous charge to my Visa for $94.97 that should not have been charged.
All right, so per the terms and conditions you agreed upon when placing those orders, it stated it was a 14-day trial for a 30-day supply of product. So you had 14 days to cancel out that account before you were going to be charged a retail price for the product you only paid shipping and handling, and also before you were enrolled into an auto rebuild and reship.
I was not advised of that.
All right, you place the order online. That's the only way we're placing. You have to place the order because you can't agree to the terms and conditions. So you check the box on that site that stated you accept and agree to those terms and conditions. Now, in the event that the terms weren't read, when you checked the box, you stated that you did read them, understood, and accepted, which made that charge of the $94.97 a valid charge on your account.
And what is the $94.97 for? A refill?
No, that's the retail price for the product you only paid shipping and handling. So you didn't receive a trial size. You received a 30-day supply product for a trial of 14 days. Now, if you would have canceled in the 14 days, any product you had remaining was still going to be yours to keep. We just would have been canceled out only for the $4.97.
I want to cancel.
All right, so we can cancel your account out today, ensuring that there aren't any new charges. Have you had a chance to try out the product?
Yes, I don't want it. Yeah,
okay.
This is kind of a scam, kind of a fine print scam. You know, it said that I would get this trial for $4.97, nothing else about shipping and handling.
Right, so a trial means there's a start date and an end date. So it was a trial, and it would have been for $4.97 had it would have canceled out.
It did not say that I would subsequently be charged $94.97 after 14 days.
Well, it stated it in the terms and conditions that were in the box that you checked.
Wasn't in there.
Okay, I can provide you with the site if you're wanting so that you can go back and check yourself that it was in there.
Yep, I'd like to have that so I can share it with the Attorney General.
Give me one moment.
He's a personal friend of mine, so you will
okay.
hear from the Kentucky Attorney General.
Okay. That's fine, sir, but you agreed to those terms and conditions, so that made that charge
no,
valid.
No, I didn't. Did not.
Okay. Well, that was the only way you were going to be able to place the order. If you don't agree to the terms on the site, we won't be able to process the order. And that is the reason we're not able to place any orders over the phone, because you're not able to see what you're agreeing to. You had the relief drops. Give me a moment. It's going to be the Buddy system. That's where you place the order.
Mm-hmm.
Let me cancel it out for you.
Yeah, I don't want any additional things, and I'm going to contest this with my bank and with the Attorney General.
Okay, so if you're stating you'll file a dispute, so I do want to just let you know how the process works. Your bank is going to reach out to us. We're going to have to provide that same site that I just provided you with. They're going to go on there and read the terms and conditions and see that the only way to place the order is going to be to agree to the terms and conditions. They're going to ask us for the tracking information showing the product was delivered to you. At that moment, they're going to see that a refund isn't going to be available for you, being that the charges actually aren't fraudulent charges. Now, today, moving forward, what I can go ahead on and do for you is let me go ahead on and cancel the account. That's first. So that there won't
take me off all your mailing lists, everything. I don't want any email. I don't want any further product.
Okay, give me a moment, sir, so that I can cancel out the account to further ensure there won't be any new charges on there or any more products sent out to you. Account has been canceled out. So as of today, there won't be any more charges as well as any more products sent out to you. Now, I can provide you with a 50% refund of that latest charge on your account. So the shipping and handling charge we can't tamper with. Okay. That's for the product that was already sent out to you, which was the initial agreement. So the $94.97, once I cancel the account, I can provide you with a 50% refund of that. That being, it wouldn't be a total loss to you with disputing a charge. As most of our cases, when disputes happen, honestly, the bank go and see that the charges are fraudulent. I mean, are actually valid charges, and they're not providing a refund. Now, in the event you're wanting to move forward with your dispute, and the bank does decide they're not going to process a refund, the 50% refund I've offered would not be available for you because you have already taken the fund. You would have been taking the funds from us and giving it to the bank.
So what's the refund? How much is the refund?
The $94.97 will be $47.48.
Okay.
And that's the only charge that was on the account other than the $4.97. So you'll be receiving a $47.48 refund.
Okay.
Would you like me to continue?
Yes.
How soon
will that show up on my account?
It takes about 3 to 5 business days for a refund to come back through. Now, if you're wanting, you can contact your bank and let them know we've processed the refund for you. I'll give you a confirmation number. If they're wanting, they can also call us and I can verify, any representative here can verify that you are receiving a refund to see if there's any way possible they can rush the funds back to you.
Okay. What's that number? What's the confirmation number?
Give me one moment here, okay? Just make sure that the refund did go through, and it did. All right, so your confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie. 100. 25. 26.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.
Bye.